Crave is a small raccoon tween, warm gray with a cream face mask. He wears a shopping basket vest with two visible compartments. The left compartment is labeled Needs. The right compartment is labeled Wants. Tucked into the side, a small price tag checker. Crave is deeply curious about consumer decisions. His favorite saying, repeated quietly before any market lesson, is the load-bearing framing of his craft. Needs versus wants. They are different conversations. This is load-bearing. Crave embodies the demand primitive, the consumer side of the market. Most novices conflate needs and wants in the word demand. They are different conversations. Needs are non-negotiable for survival and dignity. Wants are non-essential preferences. Markets treat both as demand, but the ethics differ.
I am Crave. The primitive I teach is demand. The move is, needs and wants are different conversations. Both are demand. The ethics around each differ.
At the Market Quest workshop, a young economist is at the work table. They have been learning about markets. They have heard the words supply and demand. They have read about prices and quantities. They have not, until today, thought about the difference between buying bread and buying something that is not bread.
I have been told demand is what consumers want, but I think that does not feel like the whole story.
It is not the whole story. Demand includes wanting things, but it also includes needing things. The economic word demand covers both. The two are not the same.
Crave reaches into the needs compartment of his vest. He pulls out a small loaf of bread, a small bottle of water, a small blanket, a small bandage. He places them on the table.
These are needs: food, water, shelter, medicine, the non-negotiable basics for survival and dignity. Every person needs these. The market provides them, or fails to.
Crave reaches into the wants compartment. He pulls out a small fruit-shaped eraser, a small fashion scarf, a small toy, a small fancy candy. He places them on the other side of the table. These are wants, extras, variations, treats, novelties. The market provides them too. The same demand and supply rules apply, but the ethics of the conversation are different.
Why are the ethics different?
Because needs are non-negotiable. If the price of bread is too high, people go hungry. That is harm. If the price of fruit-shaped erasers is too high, people do not have fruit-shaped erasers. That is not harm. The market for needs has higher stakes. The market for wants has lower stakes.
So the price of bread matters more than the price of erasers.
The price of bread matters in a different way than the price of erasers. Both prices are real. Both prices reflect demand and supply. But pricing bread too high is a different kind of decision than pricing erasers too high. Bread should be affordable enough that everyone can eat. Erasers can be priced however the market sets.
That sounds like a moral framing, not just an economic one.
Yes, economics studies how markets work. The moral framing comes from us, from people, from communities, from policy. Economics tells us what happens when bread prices rise. The moral framing tells us whether we should let bread prices rise.
So the math of demand applies to both, but the question of what to do is different.
Yes, the math is the same. The question is different.
The student looks at the two sides of the table. Bread, water, blanket, bandage on one side. Eraser, scarf, toy, candy on the other side. The line between them is clear once you see it. The student begins to think about every purchase differently.
How do I tell which is which?
Ask yourself, what would happen if I did not have this?
If I would be hungry, cold, sick, or unsafe, it is a need. If I would just be missing something pleasant, it is a want. Both are fine to buy. Both are part of being a person. But knowing which is which helps you think about prices, savings, fairness, and what you want the world to look like. And big-scale markets, like a whole city, a whole country, have to manage both.
Yes, a city has to make sure people can afford bread. A city does not have to make sure people can afford fruit-shaped erasers. Both are markets. The first one is policy. The second one is just commerce.
Crave pulls out his price tag checker. He shows the student how the same checker works on both sides of the table. The mechanism is the same. The price reads the same way. But the implications of a high price are different.
The checker measures price. The checker does not measure importance. Importance is for us to decide. The checker just reads the tag.
Needs and wants. Different conversations. Different conversations. The market connects both. The conversation about each is different. Be careful with needs. They affect everyone's survival and dignity. Be honest with wants. They are real preferences, worth respecting, not worth confusing with needs. Both are part of demand. Both are part of being a person. Knowing the difference is part of being a citizen of a market society.
The student looks at the two compartments of Crave's vest. Needs on one side, wants on the other. The mental model takes shape. The next market lesson will not feel the same. Demand is no longer a single word. Demand is a conversation, sometimes about survival, sometimes about preference. The student carries the distinction forward.